What you might hear on the Dad Bodcast can be considered offensive. We have explicit content. You have been warned. Proceed with caution.
You're listening to the Dad Bodcast.
Let's get started.
Fuck those little kids.
Out?
Yeah, we're going. Let's Dan broke my balsa wood, motherfucker.
Yeah, you balsa wood and break your motherfucker.
You're being a real bitch face.
You got a real sharp ass.
Thank you.
Your ass is sharp.
I mean, I thank you. I would touch it.
Dude, this is the nicest thing anybody's ever said to me.
Well, I am telling my wife that you broke that, and she's not going to be happy with you.
I don't care, dude. She can fight me. I'll fucking.
I mean, he's sitting on it. It looks like it's more comfortable now.
And it was broken prior, because I sat down yesterday, or actually this morning, and I was like, it's just sagging here.
Yeah, dude.
I'm pretty sure it's been broken since the day we got it.
Yeah.
Well,
sorry.
I mean,
balsa wood's for.
I mean, you just broke it, fatty.
Light construction.
Fix it. Maybe fix it. That's all I'm saying.
Do something. I thought about it. See, I thought about getting some like plywood and cutting it to the size, but somebody told me that's really heavy. It'll
just fucking.
That'll weigh down your fucking 8,000-pound trailer.
Just do some
with your 2.5 pounds of wood.
Do your hot glue some fucking popsicle sticks in that bitch. You'll be set.
Oh, see, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, you got to use hot glue though
and duct tape. So
no duct tape.
You have
can't
to
take away my duct tape.
Just hot glue.
If you look at the back of Daddy's legs over here.
Hey, baby.
Damn, dude,
you're buff.
He wasn't standing up properly. I mean,
it looks like you had sex with a fucking.
Does it not look like he's wearing a muumuu?
Looks like he has a crab claw. Like, it's right. This whole arm is dying and it's turning into crab.
Did you see this one over here? It's like. But I think I can get a club in there.
His watch is fucking.
But legit,
his arm
he's
is
fucking staring at me,
his
and
watch.
It's freaking me out right now because he knows I'm a Boise State fan. Fuck
Pops
you.
His watch, man.
Fuck you, Idaho Vandal.
It's like if you put a fucking, if you like tied a rope around a tree, eventually the tree would like grow around it. That's his watch right now. Like, it's just like grown.
It just grew around it.
Oh, wait, that's not a watch. What is that?
That's his fat tracker.
How many watches does he wear, bro?
Well, that's a watch. That's a fat tracker.
Jesus. Yeah. He's fucking staring at me.
You know what I thought about doing? I thought about getting like a little black
like
marker.
A carrot top, dude. I feel like I'm getting stared at. And all
the shirt is open. Because I give him some Guido chest hair where the shirt's open, but I didn't.
We should have got him some fucking chains and shit, some bling.
Yeah, he needs bling, dude.
He definitely needs bling. I have some fake, some fake bling at home.
Yeah, but that's at home.
Yeah,
we're
bro.
Not at home.
Just I know, but it's only 3 hours.
I'll see you in 3 hours.
Yeah, it's like 3 hours.
You know, I've
you
got
to go now.
I've got a couple of necklaces over here I can hang.
There you go.
I can get Buddha. I got a Buddha one over here we can put on.
Yes.
You should try this.
You should try.
It's pretty fun.
That's a sample only, so he can't try that.
Yeah, you can only
Mango
sample it.
Cosmic Crisp Seasonal, huh?
Yeah, Cosmic Crisp is some fucking heavy shit, though.
So
it's a 9%.
While he's trying that, I want to bring up that my brothers are fucking cunts.
Yeah, I heard that.
They can fuck right off.
Yeah, where the fuck you at, boys?
They're just fuck you
trying
both.
Ain't hard.
Fuck my brothers. Fuck them. Okay, it's
miss
out there.
You.
I'm done now.
No, we
now.
Don't miss you. Well, we do miss you.
But
but
yeah,
fuck you. But we miss you.
Yeah, little bitches.
All right.
Hope they both.
So
they
now
fall.
That we got that out of the way, fuck you guys.
Hope they fall and trip and stub a toe.
Yeah, Carrot Top's laughing at your ass.
Elephant in the room.
Yeah, sorry.
Did you just call my dad an elephant?
No, it was
you.
No,
did, dude.
I,
he's looking pretty slim.
I mean, his arm looks like a fucking lobster.
Carrot Top's gorgeous.
He's got a lobster arm, but he's totally here though. It's creeping me.
Yeah.
Do you think you can get some headphones to sit and stay on there?
No.
I bet we could try.
Give it a try. There's a pair right there.
Try.
Like if we're it, like, let's go full morbid on this motherfucking. Let's do it. I think we probably could take him into the winery and get that tab covered and be like, we'll put on John's tab and then we just stand over in the corner and like, it's like the Dumb and Dumber. Like,
dude, he's totally here. Like, just put on his tab.
Yeah, raise his hand up.
Reach your arm through his sleeve and like,
he's like, yeah. Don't, you're going to break it, dude.
Yeah,
you're gonna break
don't
it, dude.
Break him.
You're going to break his fitness watch.
I'm holding on and you're just.
Oh my God, dude.
His head's going to fall off.
This is like.
I don't know if it can handle the weight of the headphones. Yes.
Oh man.
Yeah. Attaboy, Dad. You never want to be part of the
podcast. Well,
God
you
damn you!
It.
Radio edit.
You broke it.
You.
I think Daddy's Daddy's fucking his mic.
You pissed him off.
Daddy.
Yeah.
Daddy.
Freestyle, dude. Freestyle.
You done fucking around? Please stop masturbating the cord.
Get it.
You need to provide better material.
You know what?
For your fucking guests. This is garbage.
No.
This is bullshit.
No.
I do like the little snail.
There's like
though.
Three more cords.
See how
down
it sits on my fat stomach? It's nice. But God damn it. You couldn't get new cords?
Dude, the sand is legit, though.
There's actually one down there that's still brand new in a bag. There's also another
that's
one.
Cute. That's cute. Did I get the bullshit?
Did I tell you to choose that cord?
No, you set me up.
No, I didn't.
Bitch.
No, I didn't.
Motherfucker, I walked into this. Daniel.
I was like,
he just pulled shit out.
He's getting this cord.
We don't know. We should mark it so we know which cord it is.
So, because I always get the faulty cord.
We'll just put Chase's cord on it.
Chase fucks with that cord constantly.
As soon as Chase talks shit, it goes.
He's like jerking the cord off constantly.
Fucking broke it again.
You muted me. You muted me, you dick. The listeners honestly don't want to hear me, so that's probably a better thing. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, yeah, we got Pops going. We got Looking Carrot good. Top going. I might bring him golfing tomorrow, too.
What? You might as well.
Carrot Top sucks ass.
Look,
dude.
Good luck charm, motherfucker.
Such a hater,
Carrot Top
dude.
Is awesome.
No, dude. He looks
he was
so
hilarious.
Weird,
his arms
bro.
Are bigger than yours.
Doesn't matter that he looks weird. He's hilarious.
Like, dude. He's on fucking like horse steroids for the past 10 years.
No, he's on carrot steroids.
He looks like a
he's not on anything anymore.
Freak of nature.
He's back to, I mean, his hair is still his hair, but he's not the way he used to look.
He looks like a cartoon character, like.
And
exaggerated.
He looks like a
character.
Chiseled redhead.
Like something AI would draw. If you're like.
He looks like a drunk Reba McEntire.
Yeah, draw me a freakish male Reba McEntire trans fucking redhead. Super buff, and it would be like you would spit out.
I think you're just jealous of him.
I agree.
Of what?
Everything he
has. Skills and abilities.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, dude, he is very accomplished.
Everything.
Yeah.
Very accomplished. I mean,
you have a residency? Dude. I don't think so.
I do not.
He's had it for 18 years now.
But, I would pay for
I've
it.
I've always said, bro.
I don't know what it'd be, but I'd pay for
Young
it.
Young Einstein.
Was one of his top movies?
It was the fucking greatest movie ever, dude.
Reckless Kelly. Huh?
Gross.
Reckless Kelly.
Yeah.
Greatest movie. But so I'll give him props on that.
All right. So he's
what about chairman of the board?
He's a legend.
No,
his actual
that was
his actual movie.
That was decent. That was decent. No, it wasn't. But it was decent.
No,
it was decent for me at the time because I was like young when it came. I was younger when it came out, and so I was okay with it. But
Pauly Shore.
Yeah, I love Pauly Shore.
He's
a guy.
He's the weasel.
The weasel.
He's okay.
Dude, some Biodome. My kids watch Biodome.
Biodome's
that's
dope.
All they want to watch is Biodome.
Biodome.
And then I showed them Encino Man. Now all they want to watch is Encino
so
Man.
So Riley loves Encino Man.
Fuck.
Encino Man's good too.
But I think in the Army now, jury duty.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about in the Army.
But my favorite is
a good one.
Son-in-Law.
Son-in-Law's great.
I love Encino Man. I love Biodome. All those are great. But
dude, Pauly Shore
I think
is a stud.
That like, Son-in-Law is probably my favorite one. But
let's give props where props are due.
Yeah, he made
those
great
were good
movies.
Fucking movies, man.
Yeah,
he's kind of a tool, but he's a tool in the greatest.
You know what? I still haven't seen, and I've wanted to for a long time, and I know I can just stream it somewhere. Is Pauly Shore is Dead, where he faked his own death and had all those
documentary.
Yes.
And they're all talking shit. They're like, yeah, he kind of sucked ass, and then like some people
the
were
weasel
cool about
got
it.
Weaseled,
and it's just like, dude. How are people going to fucking talk about you when you die? Like, he got that, like, full. He knew who his fucking friends were, dude, after that.
I mean, I'm a friend.
I will be his friend. Like,
I would like to. I'd like
an interview, though.
Hey, Paulie.
In an interview.
I got you, bro.
Well, you probably would have talked shit about him.
Moment of silence.
What the fuck?
I don't want to know what happened.
Dad!
Dude. He said, I am done podcasting.
Attack, dude. He's like, I don't want to listen to your shit.
He's like,
dude,
this is
the I saw those
threw those headphones off. He's like, fuck
I saw
this.
The headphones go off, and it was not like a falling off. It was like a
no, it was like,
off.
Fuck you assholes.
Don't worry.
Yeah, he's still flexing, too.
He's going back in the tub tonight.
It's haunting, dude. Yeah, dude.
Dude, it's hauntingly scary.
I looked in the camper yesterday. And Donnie like had the he's like over in the bathroom, and the fucking shower curtain was open, and his dad's like is standing up, and there's like, oh shit, dad's in the shower.
I mean, what better place to put him than the shower? Because he's dirty.
He's a dirty old man.
Dirty old man. Wash yourself.
Dude.
So
he never would have fucking worn that outfit.
Just no, saying. That's what I'm saying.
No, like, but he looks finally, fucking good in it, though.
We finally got him to wear an outfit, because I've been trying for years. Yeah. The closest was the year we got him to wear the knickers.
Yeah. If he would have sewn a star onto anything, he would have wore it.
Knickers.
Oh.
With a CK.
Okay.
Acceptable.
With the KN.
Yes. Yes. Anyways, was that the last? Is it the last or the second to last one we did down at Blue Licks Country Club?
Yeah.
Because then it just got more and more expensive.
Blue Licks, yeah. Blue Licks is dope.
Yeah, and every year we would do the Title I Charity Classic down there.
Except for the uphill one. The uphill hole sucks balls.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's like 130
fun.
Yards, but it's like 80 yards uphill.
Like during that.
See, so you had to hit like 300 yards to fucking get half.
Rolls
there.
Back down.
Sorry.
No, you're fine. I would say during that thing, like, there's one where you're hitting in between.
Don't cry, dude.
You're in the canyon and you're hitting in between two like rock walls, and then you look up and there's like three kids over here, three to spot your ball for you. It's like,
whoa,
because I guess it would gets lost
you were at
going
tournament
through
or something.
Yeah, yeah. Every year
now, I was out there just playing. I just had to fucking search for my ball.
How the fuck you get on there? It's a private course.
My dad had a friend.
Fuck your dad.
Friend of a friend.
A friend. Did his friend die?
Probably now.
Oh,
I mean, I was like 16.
Well, I don't feel bad.
I think we should do the marshmallow thing on the golf course.
Oh, my God. That's a dick move, but it was hilarious.
What are we doing?
Did you not watch that? He sent it to us.
Take a big bag of marshmallows and throw them out on the course. Like, they look like
golf
balls.
They look like golf balls.
Like,
that's a dick.
That's what it says. A dick move.
That shot
looks
good. It's a fucking marshmallow. Where's my ball? And then you're like, fucked, because you're like, oh, no, it's 80 yards. Fucking backwards. Shit. Now you look like the asshole that has to, like, sorry, I'm backtracking, guys.
How many
don't
people
would
be, like,
yet.
Searching for, like, God damn it.
And then he put it in
sorry,
the ball.
Sorry, I'm playing fling golf.
He put one in the ball washer. He put
oh, my God, that was the best. That was probably my favorite. Yeah, in the ball washer.
What, that last, like, one pump? Two
yeah,
pumps?
Yeah, probably.
He did a good three. I'm sure it came out all soggy and nasty.
It's just a video of him like going on the course in his cart, and he's just like got a bag of marshmallows. He's just like,
I'm just gonna try.
Just
like
he's just driving down the course, yeah, just chucking them.
Are we gonna do that tomorrow? We should.
I'm the marshmallows.
Like, yeah, but no, we got a big marshmallows, not little marshmallows.
I mean, I got a bag of big, but I think they're more yellow. I don't know if they're good stuff.
Are they old?
What the fuck? Oh, are they from last
they're
summer?
They're still sealed.
Jesus,
they're
Christ.
From Bruno.
Bruno. We don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Bruno.
No,
yeah.
No.
No. But I am excited to try the fling golf.
Yeah.
I'll still have my whole bag of normal clubs just in case.
I feel like Dan's going to be a pro at this.
Well, I feel if Dan gets one good throw, he's not using my fling club
no
more.
Probably not, to be honest with you.
Yeah, we probably need
I will banish him.
We need him to use regular clubs because he's bad.
I need to be able to beat somebody. So
I told you tonight, it's like pool and darts. That's what I'm good at.
And fling golf.
We don't know yet.
I feel like he's a flinger. I feel like he can fling it like nobody.
Maybe. That sounds like a slur. Flinger.
It's a compliment.
She just said I'm going to be a dipshit with my pops.
What?
What?
Who?
I mean.
Well.
Sister?
No, my dad's wife, Z.
Shoe fits.
Zelfa.
Is that her name?
Yeah.
Well, it's like the legend of Zelfa.
Dope.
Did you come with the gold cartridge too?
Dope. Legend of Zelfa. That's dope.
So how many dungeons did you have to conquer to get to the end? I'm just curious. Is it a weird question? Maybe. But you shouldn't answer.
That is a very unique name.
So that was like it was his quest, right?
His quest for the fuzzy?
He chased her for 20 years. So
was like it the
Legend of Zelfa was his quest.
Well, he found
to get
the first dungeon. He could never get to the second one. Just want to touch pound town.
And then what was it?
In
2 years.
Hole. Yeah. I'm getting edited.
Look at his face, bro.
He's
pissed. He didn't.
He's like, don't talk about my dick in her ass.
All I'm saying is all the hauntings so far, dude. I don't think you want to provoke him.
I don't think so either.
Yeah.
Although he'll haunt this camper, not mine.
Bring it, fucker.
I'm like three to the left.
I don't know.
Ah, shit.
He knows what you look like.
Yeah.
He's seen your face.
He really does not like me.
He's gonna come over and break your fridge.
He doesn't like me.
How
in a
fucking
good way.
Creepy would it be that like, if like middle of the night I walk over and I prop it up so like his face is against your window, and then you wake up and you open your blinds.
If his hand was up, I would freak the fuck out.
Lean him up against the tent.
Up against the tent, bitch.
Oh, yeah. And then shine a light so it's just shadows. She'll be like,
your gunshots all of a sudden. The cardboard falls over.
You got shot. You fucked around and got shot.
We're like, oh shit, and then we can go out and fucking retrieve and be like, sorry, he gets away occasionally.
Oh yeah, sorry. Sorry,
he's getting his steps in.
We have a tendency to have our lights on after 8:30. Sorry,
it's
not even like late either.
No,
it's 10:30.
Yeah, well, she asked me at like 10, maybe a little bit.
It was 9:50 is when you came in and turned it off.
Maybe a little bit before,
bro. They're gonna have a fucking problem when I get back to my camper.
But it's just
because
like,
that's when the shit goes down, like the mosh pits.
We had the same bullshit in Idaho City 3 or 4 years ago when we camped there. And it was a rainy night, and it was 8 o'clock at night on a rainy night, and we had the generator going, so my kids could watch a movie. I turned it off by 9:30. There were some people in tents getting all pissed about fucking time and clapping their hands.
First off, you're in a tent in an RV site, so fuck you. Yes. You don't have a vote.
Totally.
Because you're in a tent at an RV site.
Yeah.
So they just expect, we're in a tent, so we're going to bed, so everybody else has to too. Please turn your shit off.
Don't turn your fucking lights on.
Buy a trailer.
Do you like it when I fucking shit next to your tent? Because I will.
Come on, you just squat.
I have my site, and it's very close to the tent, and I can shit in my site if I fucking want. I just had to clean it up.
I don't think you can.
You just have to clean it up. It's like a dog. Look, you just have a bag.
It's only illegal if you get caught.
He's got his little fucking leash bag.
Dude.
He's going to throw it over there.
Yeah, so fucking he like takes his little bag
chug
out.
Chug a couple extra beers. Up. You get that extra fart power. Like...
But they're like, why would you shit here? You have a bathroom.
Just because I want to fuck with you.
And there's also a bathroom over there.
Well, my bathroom is small and this yard is huge.
Yeah.
That's true.
I need the area.
But I definitely do not prefer shitting outside. Shitting outside sucks.
It really
does. It's the fucking worst. When I go backpacking.
Unless you have one of those fucking chairs that have the ass seat into it. Like you can sit down like a champion and you're just like, boom, boom, boom.
No, but you got like the whole world. Your ass is just hanging out for the whole world, dude.
Well, the whole world, but you just wander away.
But if it's a nice ass.
You take your chair with you, and your ass is nice.
Mosquitoes are fucking biting your butthole while you're pooping and shit.
Well, I mean.
I always worry about that, dude.
You do have to be a little exposed.
Yeah, you got
to
be.
I just don't know if I'd be worried about mosquitoes biting. If you're squatting down the woods, that's like the last thing I'm worried about biting my ass.
I don't know.
Well, it all is worrisome, but mosquitoes is the most fucking, probably the most valid. That shit
it's that West
could happen, and it probably does.
Can you imagine if you sat down on a red ant hill while you were pooping?
You'll just put accidentally your ass on the ground.
I know, but what if, you know, say he's squatting.
Do you put your ass directly on the ground?
Why do you think I squat?
So he's squatting down to shit. He's standing up?
Yeah, dude. I just let him fly.
Spread your legs a little bit.
I'm like a deer, dude. I just walk and go.
I need 50 baby wipes because I just sat on the ground directly and shit.
Say he's like, he's squatting down. And I walk by, and he's shitting. I'm like, and I just push him.
You wouldn't have a chance to because I'm walking.
And then a fucking pile of red ants go right up his ass.
You wouldn't have a chance either because I fucking go. I'm like, if I'm camping, I'm like.
Look, I'm a heavy guy.
I'm taking a hike to take a shit, bro.
So if I'm shitting.
A half mile away.
Yeah, dude. I'm leaning against something.
Yeah.
On some random ass bush. Okay,
like if I'm shitting out in the woods, I'm leaning against a tree or something. I cannot hold myself up and shit. I'm heavy. No.
I always find a rock or a log that I can sit on the edge of.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. So, you know, ants can climb on those too.
My little butt cheeks over. Yep, I know. But, dude, that's what I'm saying. Something's
going to
bite you.
Keep the hole forward. Yeah, I got you.
Something bite you, dude.
And that's what I said. I'd be more worried about that than a mosquito.
Yeah.
Will you stop fucking with the.
Son of a bitch. We hit a new fucking cord here. Damn it.
Like an anaconda.
I told you where they are.
An anaconda bit you in your butthole while you're taking a shit.
This anaconda don't want none.
Unless you got buns, hon. You can do side benzo sit-up. We all know where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Sorry, I got to hold my cord.
Classic.
Do you enjoy having the mic stand propped on your dick?
I do.
Is it because there's that little hole in the bottom? And
it does. It fits nicely. And if I...
Snug as a bug in a row?
I
never got that saying.
Pulsate it just right. So good.
Now, there's some rough edges. I mean, it's a metal hole, metal pole.
You just got to be sensual.
Okay. Just soft.
Sensual seduction.
Chef.
Sexual South Park. Seduction. Chef.
You know, suck on my chocolate salty balls.
Bruh.
Put them in your mouth and suck them.
Bruh.
What? That's a good it was show. Candy.
That's a good episode.
Yeah. Suck on my chocolate salty balls.
Put them in your mouth.
Anyways, where were we?
I don't know.
I was just saying, I think it's fucking, it's so fun coming down to Glens Ferry because I feel like it's such a small town. Like when we walk into this town, people are just like, who the fuck are these people?
Who are these guys?
We like rule the fucking town.
Because everybody knows everybody and they're like, who are those guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like looking at us the whole difference. Fucking
not everybody, because some of them remember us. I mean, I've been coming down with my dad and my brother. I'd say brothers, but James most of them didn't make it. I think 8 or 9 years now.
Yeah, but okay.
And then Dan's been here for the last four, counting this one?
Three.
Counting
this
one.
Third year.
This is your third?
So, okay. But check this out. Like every time. Deuce. But when we come down.
I think this is.
Because that happened yesterday.
Because you were here, Dion.
That happened like yesterday where like several people were like, you look really familiar, but it was literally from last year, right? Or the year before or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted your wiener at some point.
Well, obviously, we like.
You want my wiener?
We like.
Yes.
Those people saw us one time.
And remember.
Two times
us.
In the past 2 years. And they were like, that. They don't fucking belong here. We're like tourists, dude.
Yeah.
And it's
but like, we're the fun tourists.
But we're the fun tourists, dude. We like. We rock it. It's tight.
Yeah, that's cool. If the bartender charges us $27 for fucking 12 drinks, I'm okay.
Yeah, or $7 for like. What? Dude, I don't, how many drinks did we have for $7?
I don't remember.
It was like 6 drinks, dude.
But we were, yeah. It was
expecting
crazy.
$70 and then she like 27. I'm like, 27?
So when I got my
sign that motherfucker,
when
let's
I got
go.
My $109 bar tab last night. I was like, okay, that was like coming, I guess.
Yeah.
You know.
But also you got to
kind of expected like
$109 for four and a half hours
four and a half hours drinking. Yeah. And I bought the bar around like twice.
Okay. So yeah, that makes sense. And how many times
the
did
bar
we do
around?
We did, we did the shots.
It's like $30.
we did the shots.
Yeah, dude.
I guess I should have bought the bar around.
There was like Patron. There was like, I mean, we like, yeah.
I did Maker's Mark. I don't know what the shots even cost. I don't know. But see, that's the problem with bars, and that's what gets me in trouble. Like, let's do a shot. The bartender's like, all right. In my mind, that means you're giving me one. I'm not buying it because I didn't order it. So.
She gave me fucking some shot of some shit tonight. I was like, let's go.
What was it?
It was a green
the
tea
fake
shot.
Red Bull.
Green tea.
Green tea shot.
Oh, okay.
Dude, that fake Red Bull shit, whatever she said it was called,
It was Jameson, no. Peach bullshit, and then like some Sprite and some bullshit. It was good.
It was bullshit, but it was good.
He had poop in his drink.
He had poop in his drink.
Yeah.
They got poop in their houses here. They put poop in their drinks here.
The peach turned me off until I drank it. I was like, okay, that's kind of
fucking Grant campground smells like poop. It's actually probably the lady in the tent. She's probably over there shitting. And that's why she wanted the light off.
That's why she wanted the light off.
Yeah. She wanted to see her.
She was taking a dump, and she's like, this is awkward.
Did you go knock on the side of the tent? And be like,
God, they're going to hate it because I have motion lights on the back of mine, so they're going to wake up the whole night. I'm going to be like, I don't even fucking care.
They're on the opposite side, though.
Well, they're
no, they're hanging out, like,
your
on the back
are
of
on
my
the
trailer.
Opposite side.
But my,
no, he's
on
got
the back
over.
Of my trailer, I have two of them.
Oh, yeah.
So if they walk in the back of my trailer, it's going to light the motherfuckers up.
Well, they shouldn't be walking there.
Yeah, stay away. What are you
like,
talking
fuck
about?
Fuck off, lady.
I'm not staying up late tonight. Tomorrow for sure. Tonight.
Yeah, where were you last night, no. Chase? Where were you last night?
Wait a second. It's only 10:30.
Yes, but.
But I went to bed at 3 last night. He went to bed at 5. We got up
hungover
by 8 or 9.
Brutally hungover.
Well, that's dumbasses on your parts.
Dumbass on
I
your part.
I knew it was
going
to happen.
You should have showed up.
Yeah.
I was working,
you
bitch.
You were not working
I
last
have a job.
Night. You were not working last night.
No, I was getting the trailer ready last night.
Why didn't you get the trailer ready a week ago?
Because I had to fucking
move. A week ago.
I had to move. Everything I have is packed. Fuck you. Literally had to go to the goddamn storage unit to get my goddamn golf clubs and my hat because I needed the fucking, you know, circle
they,
hat.
Were they buried?
Yeah, they were. Yeah.
See, again,
I was planning. I looked, I was like, oh, fuck, where's my hiking shoe? No. Oh, fuck, everything is packed. Okay.
Now, at least you admit you're a dumbass, but again, planning, because before you decided
to
move,
it was 5 months ago.
You knew this was coming.
Yeah, it was 5 months ago.
So,
you're right.
To be fair.
I apologize.
No, you admitted it was your own fault. I'm just saying, like, plan ahead.
Don't fucking accuse me.
Plan ahead, motherfucker.
Accuse him, dude.
I accuse you. I accuse you.
I accuse you.
The accusations are fucking hot right now. So, can we do a poll?
You anybody are the accused.
Donnie's a dick. Vote yes. Anybody that thinks Donnie's not a dick, vote yes.
You are the accused.
Dude, he's going to vote 10 times in that poll, bro.
I know he is.
I don't vote.
Y'all seen the new logo? He voted for it.
I didn't even
times.
Vote. I probably am the only one who didn't
I
vote at all.
I missed the second vote. I was in the original vote, and I thought I voted accordingly. Like, had like 5 stars and 4 stars and 3 stars and then
well,
one
I guess,
star.
Well, I guess so. The first no, vote, no, no, I no. guess a lot of people were just, this is the one I like, and they just gave that stars. They didn't put stars on any of the others.
I voted them all stars.
Yeah, because you were supposed to.
Good stars, bad stars.
But it was like, but it just averages out to 3 stars. Like,
when yeah, they're all 3 stars.
When you take like a bunch of people in that poll.
Yeah. But there was, out of the 13, it got it down to 6. They were all 3 stars. I'm like, well, fuck. That
I do like
really
the new logo.
Well.
I just need just, yeah, I like it. Just yeah. the skeleton on the side of a hat would be cool. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Now the bat on the back, it says DBC.
Titties.
Titties. Oh, that'd be cool. Or even just picture of titties.
Just yes. a picture of titties on the back.
Yeah.
Like, you're going to get raped.
Just like a W with two
guy's
dots.
Guy's going to be like staring at the titties as he's raping you.
Okay.
Not for $1 billion, Chase.
Oh.
You're okay. not getting that.
Oh. So that's different.
It's going to be for
that,
free.
That was misleading. I thought I was getting paid. If I'm not getting paid, then fuck you.
I mean, yeah. I guess I can give you 50 cents. It is advertising.
I mean,
oh,
so.
Yeah. It's good. It's, yeah.
I mean.
Marketing budget. Some marketing budget.
I'm kind of a whore. Let's go. Like, I know you're standing right here, so what's up?
Dude, he's not have much to say tonight, dude.
He's pretty quiet.
Okay.
Very quiet.
Do you remember the one we did here with Dion?
Yeah.
And we were in Dad's big-ass fucking fifth-wheel camper, right?
Yeah, that was
we're
good
sitting in the kitchen talking. And he would just fucking be like 10 feet behind us on the couch yelling
things.
I don't
want to be on this shit, but
yeah,
I'm going to be on this
shit. Yeah, he kept saying I didn't want to be on it.
I'm like,
yeah.
I heard you for fucking like 6 minutes, dude.
And then finally he gets up and ripped the mic out of James's hand and starts going. I'm like, what happened to not want to be on here?
Yeah, I don't want
to
be on it, but I'm going to fucking tell you asshole something.
But then, yeah, there was a few times I'm like, dude, will the peanut gallery please shut the fuck up? We're trying to talk over
dude,
here.
That was a fucking riot, though.
That was a good episode.
It was. Dion was great. Little racist. Dion, come on, dude. That's just not cool.
He's like opposite racist. I don't even, it makes no sense. It's like counterintuitive. I'm like, how are you being racist towards black people right now?
Yeah, it was kind of hardcore.
Wild.
I didn't know what to think.
It was like,
roll with it.
What the fuck is his name?
Uncle Tom.
When he was blind and he joined the Ku Klux Klan. Who was the actor? Dude.
What power?
It's Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, yes,
it's
thank you.
Fucking,
what power?
Yes. The blind white supremacist.
He takes his hood off.
He don't know. He wouldn't know, but he's black.
Yeah, dude.
Whatever, racist
shit, dude. That was a fucking awesome episode.
Yeah,
that whole show was fucking.
I hadn't seen that in so long, but that is probably one of the episodes that I actually remember.
That shit's fucking funny.
Dave Chappelle's
dude.
The shit, dude.
Did you ever watch the Tom Green Show?
Of course.
You remember that shit?
A little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Out of nowhere, the other day, I'm just walking around work. And the song came in my head. I'm like, this is the Tom Green Show. It is my favorite show.
It's not the Green Tom Show.
It's the Tom Green Show.
Yeah, dude.
And then he's like, my butt is on the phone. My butt is on the fucking Tom Green, man.
Daddy, would you like some sausage?
I wonder if you could find it. Like, Lex and I have been on this kick lately. Anyways, Lex and I have been on this kick of older shows. And we started watching, we found... Roseanne, you know, I think it started like we were watching the Conners.
Yeah.
And so then we found you can watch Roseanne on Peacock. Okay. On the cock. And so we've been watching Roseanne. I'm wondering if you can find, because I actually found Vudu has a lot where you can watch for free, but they have commercials, but they have a lot of old TV shows too. Yeah. But I'm wondering if you can find like the Dave Chappelle show somewhere, maybe like on Comedy Central streaming or.
I think it is on Netflix or Amazon, but I have it like I have all of it on DVD.
Yeah.
I mean, they're I don't know, it's probably fucking 15 DVDs, so maybe some of them are scratched and shit, but dude, I'm pretty sure it's streaming. I think it's like, I don't know if it's Netflix, it's probably Amazon.
I'll just look right now. I guess I can
that
look
show
it
was
in,
fucking
right?
That show was awesome. it sucks that they exploit it to like to where he just like gave up. It was like, no.
And I think they've done that with a lot, and that's what I. It sucks because you'll get something, and I hate when like they have a show and the show's good. And I'm not talking about ones that have been like Friends that was like 10 or 11 years worth of the show, or Supernatural where it was 15 years. I'm talking like there's ones like one, two seasons, and they're like, eh, we're not going to pick it back up. I was like, that was a great show.
Well, they tried to re-sign him for $50 million, and he walked.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I believe the whole, like, that was his story, was like his dad always told him that, like, at some point they're going to offer you more money than you can believe, and it's going to be too good to be true, and you're basically, like, selling your soul, and you need to walk away from it. That's what he was like, no, won't do it.
So it only had two seasons. Well, it says there was three. But the third only had three episodes.
Yeah.
Didn't really count, I guess.
Initially, they were talking about, like, he was talking about that they weren't giving him, they were trying to basically take over, like, all the production and basically just, like.
There was, obviously, it was after the second season that they started fighting about it. Yeah. Because that was in 2004. And then 2006, they came out with the third season, which was only three episodes. And then it just ended.
Yeah. But.
But it's on Netflix, the first two seasons.
They were trying to, like, take it over and, like, make it something that he didn't want it to be. Dude, honestly, there's so much going on there.
And there was a lot of problems back then, too, because they didn't really have the streaming and the freedom of Netflix and everything else that they have now. There was, like, you got to do, okay, well, the TV execs and whatever, they have to approve of what's going to be aired. So that kind of limits you. Where, like, now they can, why would you do that?
Maybe, I don't know. I'd feel like, I think it's deeper though.
Because he's definitely one of those that, like, it's funnier if he's not censored.
Yeah, but I think it's deeper though, man. Like, there's something underlying to that whole concept of, like, these celebrities that are, like, super famous. And then they have, like, a breakdown, or they go away, and then they come back, and they're fine again.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fucking weird thing. And it was Jim Brewer that was doing an interview.
That goopy-looking motherfucker?
He's fucking funny, man. He was talking about...
He used to be funny. I haven't...
He's fucking funny. He's like, he did Half-Baked, obviously.
Yeah, yeah.
With Dave Chappelle. He was like, dude, we were really good friends. And he's like, I'm not going to say for sure, but... He's like, I will tell you this, like, we talked every day, and then that whole thing with Comedy Central, and then Dave went away, and he's like, I didn't talk to him for, like, 3 years, and then he came back, and he's like, I don't know if that's really him.
Yeah, I remember, actually, I think we remember talking about this, and then we also, like, brought up, like,
Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
So my whole thing is, like, weird, first off, I hate the whole censoring, just like when I was talking to, like, Roseanne.
Yeah.
Like, so Roseanne was that show, and, you know, it was on forever, and it's her show.
Yeah.
And literally is named after her. They tried to bring it back in 2022 or whatever it was. And they did, I think, six episodes, and then she got kicked off for something she said.
Because she was recorded calling black people gorillas.
Yes, that sucks.
Nasty gorillas or
something.
It's
bullshit,
like that, like.
And fuck her for saying that.
Yeah.
But this is what I'm getting. It's like... That sucks, and you don't support her, so don't watch it and don't support her, and then just let the show die out.
Yeah.
Like, this whole, like, we're not going to, watch you, or, you know, you need to be taken off.
It's a slippery slope, though, man. Like, it's like, what do these companies do, man? They, like, they're so, and there's companies on either side of it. It's like Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A came out years ago and was like, we hate gay people. Like,
yeah.
You Which, know.
Whatever. I don't like Chick-fil-A anyways. I don't think it's anything special.
It's not very good. But it's like, okay, you took that stance. You're a fucking chicken restaurant, for fuck's sake. Like, who the fuck cares what you think about fucking marriage? You know what I mean? Or family values. Like, who the fuck cares about that?
Oh, no. Chick-fil-A says it's wrong, so...
But then you got other companies that are, like, so big, and they're like, dude, we cannot fucking slip up. Like, we cannot alienate any... of our consumer base, because I mean, shit, dude, fucking, I don't know who produced Roseanne, but Netflix, or I think it's Netflix,
on
right
Peacock, so it must have been NBC.
Okay, so NBC.
I mean, the original, because the original was from 88 through 96 or something like that, 97. So
I thought it was Netflix, so that they
the new
reboot.
The Connors?
Yeah, I thought that was Netflix.
It's on Netflix, so it probably is.
But regardless, like.
But yeah, the original was NBC.
Okay, so if it's Netflix or NBC, and Netflix, like, the Netflix population, like, that watches them, that whole, that fucking demographic is, dude.
Yeah, no, it's on everything.
It's all demographics.
Hulu, Netflix, Peacock. So
okay.
Well, I don't know what it actually is, but I know NBC was Roseanne was NBC.
But like,
and I think the only reason they kept it for the Connors was by kicking her off the show. So they killed her.
But NBC, like, I mean, there is a fucking portion of every demographic that is, like, subscribed in NBC.
Yeah.
So they kind of have to appease everybody at the same time. They can't fucking alienate 25% of their consumer base. So they almost have to take a stance. It's fucking weird, though.
I get it. I mean, I understand. I see their side, and they don't want to lose the money. They don't want to lose this. I just think it sucks because, and I'm not saying this just specifically for her. I'm not sticking up for her. What she said was wrong. It was bullshit. Fucking stupid.
I think she's a terrible person, honestly.
She is a terrible person.
Yeah.
But why does what somebody says have to affect, like, a TV show, or have to affect a book that somebody reads, or have to affect music that somebody listens to? It's just...
Because we're the land of the free, dude. Like,
yeah,
you have right to freedom of speech, but you don't.
But unless you say something somebody doesn't like, and then you just lost that right.
But you have the right to say that. But
and again, I'm not using this for her.
No, but you don't have the right to to avoid the repercussions of that speech either. Like,
yeah,
if you come out and say something that, like, is shitty and people don't agree with, and they're like, "Wow, you're a fucking terrible person." Then, yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I think it's
I know sense. There was one where somebody was, it wasn't even true, but I mean, even just going back to the Johnny Depp thing.
Yeah.
It all turned out whatever was being, wasn't true, but his career was almost pretty much ruined. I mean, it's not. I mean, still Johnny Depp,
he's
but
fine now.
He'll never do Pirates of the Caribbean again. Disney dropped him for something that ended up not being true.
Yeah.
So just going off of, like, it sucks that, well, we heard you said this, so fuck you, you're done. And it sucks it's got to be that way. And it's just like I said, all the Karens and the pansies we're raising nowadays.
It's a little too PC.
Yeah.
Everything's too PC. I mean, but beyond that, like, I do think everything is a little bit too far. Everything is a little bit too far PC. Like, people are too sensitive. But also, I kind of appreciate the social repercussions of, like, being a fucking terrible person. It's like, if you're fucking shitty, you're racist, or you're fucking whatever, like, and you're outed in that, like,
yeah,
in the public eye, and you're fucking making millions of dollars by being a fucking public figure, and, like, then good, dude. Like, you're fucking done. Like,
no, I agree.
Don't support
them. Like I said, I'm happy that they took a stand, and then, like, we're not going to put up with their shit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, some of the others, I guess, is what I was just using Herx as one I can think of. It's just like...
Yeah.
That's bullshit. Like, Legion of Skanks. Funny. Some of it gets a little, like, ooh. But they can't get kicked off because it's their own fucking shit.
Look at South Park, dude. South Park, there's no fucking way if that show came out today that it would survive. Like, it's only, like,
look
grandfathered
at almost
in.
Anything made by Mel Brooks.
Yeah.
You know, Blazing Saddles would.
But South Park, specifically, like.
Is that Chase?
Yeah.
What a dick.
South Park, like, it's grandfathered in, bro. Like, it's just acceptable now. Like, I mean, they can get away with anything. Because they've been around forever.
Yeah.
It's just fine. It's a cartoon. I get it. But.
We totally saw. I was China like, "Is that Chase?"
Yeah.
I just see this light, like, flashing all over the camera. I get it, but again, yeah, it's one of those things. Like, it's funny as fuck, but like we said, it was South Park, Mel Brooks. I mean, Andrew Dice Clay, Sam Kinison. Like, none of that shit would fly. Even Eddie Murphy's comedy, his stand-up comedy, would not make it today, which is bullshit. And that's funny fucking shit.
Yeah.
But they all want everything censored and blah, blah, blah. And you know what? I feel that my kids are good kids. I don't censor them from this shit. I'm like, oh shit, Riley, did you see that? That dude's dick just got chopped off. Like, they're not blocked and censored from shit.
Yeah.
But they also know right from wrong.
That's,
I guess,
the most important part, dude. It's like, be, you can like be a fucking intelligent person and be discriminatory about like your beliefs and what you see and hear. If you censor it too much and like only show people that what you think is acceptable, then it's biased. It's like very, very biased.
Yeah.
So like I have the ability to watch something and be like, even on the news, dude, like I don't know, this whole fucking fake news bullshit is stupid, dude, because like it's,
I don't trust any news. That's why I go through like bias. 5 to 10 of them, yeah, and try to figure out the truth.
Every single source has a bias of some, yes, sort, right? So I can go watch fucking news and be like, you know, I'm like skeptical in a sense. Like I'm like, okay, well, I get that, I believe that, or I don't, or whatever, or there's more to that story.
Oh, I can see that that could be true,
but there's never, like, you're never gonna fucking get 100% truth from one source.
Yeah, no,
ever. And so you can't fucking filter it down to like where you're like, this is like Facebook fucking policing shit, like that's weird. Instagram, same thing, man. Like all the social media, I mean, being like, this is like taking down the fucking podcast for,
yeah,
false information on COVID. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about?
That shit was true as fuck.
We didn't spread any false information on COVID, dude.
Well, this is what I'm saying. It's like,
whatsoever.
It's bullshit. So like, and again, it's, who the fuck is YouTube that their opinion is more important than anywhere else? We're on so many other different sites, and not a single one of them has ever had a problem, including Apple, who is also very picky about stuff. Never had a problem with it.
It's one person. Never pulled our episodes. They're like, oh, don't like that. Click. Banned.
Your light's too bright.
Did you just get a text message?
Yeah, she just texted me, and she said, your fucking light's too bright. And I was just walking across, like, with my flashlight.
You got your digits, dude?
Yeah, she's not hot, though.
No, she's not. None of them are.
She's got, like, one of those phone cloning things.
She kind of looks like a bulldog with a mustache.
Yeah. There's a... Okay, so...
But she was polite.
Going back to
No, she wasn't.
Going back to the Glenn's Ferry conversation, like, when we come down here, like, we're all pretty good-looking dudes, right? So, when we come down
whoa,
here...
Whoa, we stick out.
We stick out.
You stick out. We do not.
Oh, my belly sticks out.
Thank you.
I mean, it does.
But...
Yeah, that's nice. I feel like you worked hard for that.
So, like, the five good-looking people in this town are all like, oh, shit, there's a fucking another good-looking person.
I get what he's getting at, because I've seen, and so I'd love, and I'm glad that my wife does too, I love to people watch.
Yes.
Yeah,
so I do that a lot. And I do, like...
My wife's got me on that too.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sitting here, and I've seen two attractive females in the last 2 days in Glen's Ferry. And it's not like we, you know, we didn't come here and we're sitting around the campground. We went bar hopping last night to all both bars.
You didn't bar hop.
Back in, oh, we hopped. To,
you just went to the bars.
Yeah.
Did you bar hop?
We went winery, bar, winery.
Did you
bar.
Hop back and forth?
Yeah, bar.
Dude, yeah. Did,
oh, that's pretty good. That's hopping.
Yeah, we went back and forth.
And they were like, oh, you're back. And then we went to the bar, and then the chick from the winery showed up at the bar.
Yeah, like,
and
like looked at us. I was like, oh, these fucking guys, I heard about you.
Without bragging, we're a good time.
Yeah.
And whoa. So like that's also why they remember us, is totally. Because every time we're in there, so, we're like, not
those
obnoxious.
Guys are fucking fun.
We're not annoying chill. To where we scare
we were
people
pretty
off.
Quiet tonight.
They tip good.
But we were very quiet.
Even
tonight.
When we're loud in the places, we're not so loud that people are like, fuck this, and they're leaving.
Busiest I've ever seen that bar.
Yeah,
so
I agree.
We can. I mean, we were pretty loud.
I should have played some real fucking music. Like, I played to them.
Out.
Next time, I will not.
I thought it was good.
I thought you picked some good songs.
I agree.
I added two of them to my playlist.
That's the problem. Is that I need everybody to go. What the fuck is happening?
Wait,
did you
break it
okay?
More?
Do you need me to like?
He's fucking breaking
you okay?
More. Yeah, he's being very. He's being very fucking aggressive right
dude,
now.
Those are nice pants.
Are we ready for tomorrow?
We're going to light up the night.
For what?
Golf, dude. What the fuck you mean for what?
Yeah, I mean, what you got to be ready for?
Having a gangbang tomorrow?
Are you ready? Well, maybe.
You're going to fling golf?
Yes, I am.
Yeah.
For sure. Like I said, I'll have my other clubs, but I'm definitely bringing that because I want to try it. And if it works out for me, I'm doing that.
I want to fling on the side. I'll be like, I'm going to hit it.
I bet you do. Yeah, I bet you do.
One touch it. I'm going to roll it and fling it.
On the side.
And sting it. And
yeah, dude. Wow. Just drunk, dude.
I'm scared. No.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. It was that fucking green tea shop. Yeah. Pushed him over the edge. He's not that drunk.
He's not that drunk.
Yeah.
There we go. Stand up like, what?
Yeah, I didn't feel it last night either, but this morning.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I stood up. It was hard.
And this afternoon.
Fucking bad.
And
it was fucking bad.
Yes.
I mean, even now.
Like, you guys looked like ass when I got here, but y'all rallied.
Well, I drank a bunch of fucking alcohol to rally, and I'm telling you, man, my body, though, right now is probably, I feel good, but my body's probably like,
impressive.
What the fuck are you doing?
You're an asshole right to me.
And tomorrow,
that was impressive?
Yeah.
It was not good.
Well.
All right, guys.
Woo, woo.
Dad Bod's out, bitches.